There's a sense of dread among the powerful of Peru. Anti-corruption judges have been interrogating former spy chief Vladimiro Montesinos, who was arrested 2 weeks ago after an 8-month manhunt. He's charged with bribery and directing death squads while he was right-hand man to former President Alberto Fujimori. But Montesinos is not the only one in trouble. Scores of Peruvians are now under investigation for their involvement in the criminal network he allegedly ran. Evidence has come from hundreds of videos that Montesinos secretly recorded. He says he has thousands more. Anne Moncrief has that story.
It's visiting hour at San Jorge Prison, a long gray building in the center of Lima. A line of wives and chauffeurs with coolers waits outside the black metal doors to deliver packages to the inmates. An elegantly dressed woman in her 60s carries a picnic lunch in a Gucci shopping bag. She says her husband has been in jail since he appeared in a video with Vladimiro Montesinos 2 months ago.
Pienso que esto va a durar un poco porque esta persona...
Montesinos has never told the truth, she says, close to tears. He tried to find honest people and drag them down. This woman's husband was a high-ranking elections official. Until recently, San Jorge was reserved for petty criminals. Now it houses former ministers, generals, media owners, and businessmen. In fact, with 50 of Peru's most powerful citizens already here, and more expected, the government has been forced to open a new VIP pavilion. Francisco Sagasti is head of a pro-democracy think tank. He says anyone who's anybody had something to do with Montesinos during the 10 years that Alberto Fujimori was president.
He was the power behind the throne, and if you wanted anything done, then you had to relate to the real power, and this justification has been made by many people who under normal circumstances would never even be seen with Mr. Montesinos. And this represents a substantial portion of the political, economic, and economic elite of the country.
Among the most frightened are the very judges who will try Montesinos. Throughout the 90s, Montesinos controlled the judiciary, appointing magistrates and manipulating court rulings. Today, no one is sure how many judges still sitting on the bench were part of the Montesinos machine. Legal analyst Luis Lama says this raises questions about Peru's ability to bring him to justice.
Montesinos has a very powerful weapon, and that is intrigue. Already he's creating an internal front within the judiciary in order to destabilize the judges. He has information, and he knows without a doubt that there are many judges who have been corrupt, and that is going to create an internal psychosocial war.
Perhaps the person Montesinos can damage most is Fujimori. He's been living in self-imposed exile in Japan since fleeing the country last November. Fujimori already faces criminal charges for abandoning office and for his alleged involvement in death squads responsible for massacres in the early 1990s. The government has been trying to convince Japan to return Fujimori to Peru. But Tokyo has refused on the grounds that Fujimori has Japanese as well as Peruvian citizenship. Authorities here are hoping that Japan will reconsider if it gets evidence of Fujimori's criminal activity. Montesinos may offer exactly that to try and reduce his own sentence, according to political analyst Hernando de Soto.
What happens in his trial will certainly force declarations from Fujimori sooner or later, or force the Japanese authorities to invite him to come back to Peru and answer questions. So we're going to get closer to Fujimori. And this will probably produce the conditions for his return.
If Fujimori does come back, he'll likely have his own set of secret weapons. Before he fled the country last year, he was said to have packed up scores of Montesinos' most damning videos, just in case. For NPR News, I'm Anne Moncrief in Lima.